Everybody serious here? Welcome to the very last and final episode of...
Ever.
Hey, B-I-T-C-H.
It's yeah. over. It's over.
We're
it's
done. Over. We're done.
I hate
to,
this.
Yeah.
I can't drop it because it's going to make a lot...
It's going to go so polite mic drop.
We're angry, but we're still very aware of our equipment. Yeah, this is going to be the very last episode ever.
Ever.
Yes. But... Of hey, tune in to find out why.
Yes.
Next week?
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
Is the first week of something brand new, big change, big happenings.
Because
also,
if you missed last week's episode, there's a little bit of info in there. So maybe go watch last week's episode if you didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah. Everyone in the comments below, say goodbye to Hey B.
Bye.
Hey B.
Bye, bitch.
And those first five of you.
And the first five people who actually do that gets a picture of Nikki's butt. All right, bye.
Hello, welcome back. We're going to talk about something that you want to hear about. Take it away, Bose.
That's right. This episode is brought to you by Buffy. You can check out their latest product, The Breeze. It's a comforter made entirely of 100% eucalyptus fiber to regulate temperature and keep you cool and comfortable all night long.
The sex hotline.
For 20% off of your... For $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter code BTCH.
BTCH.
This reminds me of those late night commercials where the acting is god awful. Like,
me and my girls are having fun tonight. What are you doing?
Oh, I love those.
No, she 1-877
fart.
Oh. Yeah, no, she made me feel like that's what the Buffy's going to feel like.
Yeah.
Very soothing.
Like you will never
cool.
feel alone again.
Yes. Let's save it for the actual ad.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Welcome back, BTCHs. We are here and we are in a new year. Wow, that rhymed, right? Mm. Okay. Are we going to say it with more conviction, though?
We are here.
George, is this a new year?
Yeah.
It's a new year. It's a barely a new year. We don't know if it's
too
a new,
new
year. It's so new.
It's coming in hot.
Yeah. I'm here. I'm not queer, but I support them.
Good for you. Yeah, I'm happy to hear that. Yeah. New year, new Gina.
Yeah.
Wait. My bad. Never supported. This is a first.
I just thought you were putting a public statement out there, so I'm supporting that.
Imagine they're like, wait, she was homophobic before 2020?
Oh, no.
Awful.
I fucked up. My bad. I'm going to leave.
She's like, this is Gio. I'm signing out, dude.
I fucked up. 2020, fuck up.
Well, what are we? So a lot of people at a new year, they form resolutions. Mm. And do you guys have that?
I mean, I've attempted to.
what are your attempts so far?
I attempted not cursing. That did not last.
Oh, are you talking about previous resolutions?
Revolutions.
Previous resolutions.
That's like your brand, though. You can just not cuss.
Exactly. So that didn't last long. Yeah. And then there was a, I tried to quit smoking when I used to smoke. That didn't last long either.
Wait, but you don't smoke anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't smoke anymore, not because it was a New Year's resolution.
Oh.
Because
I was told by the state.
It literally was because I woke up one morning and I tried to smoke a cigarette and it was the most disgusting thing ever. And I was like, oh my God, am I pregnant? And then I checked, I was not pregnant. So literally my body just decided, all right,
good
bitch,
for your
done.
Body.
Yeah. It's weird.
Like, oh.
Maybe because you put that thought in your mind, your body and like your mind were working while you weren't paying attention, like subconsciously.
And the dumbest thing is, my dumbass actually tried again, like every once in a while, like
this can't be right.
I'm a degenerate, I should be smoking, right?
Huh?
No, to get pregnant.
Oh, speaking of New Year's resolutions, that's gonna be my New Year resolution.
Yeah, what is your New Year resolution?
I want to not get pregnant.
Oh my god,
2020 not pregnant.
Give me your pregnancies.
Yeah, okay.
If you get one, just give it to me.
I'll just scoop it out.
You're trying to have that baba.
I kind of want one.
Is that your dirty talk to Steve at night? You're me a baba. I want a baba now. I want to be a mama.
That's what your vagina must sound like, dude.
Your vagina goes, I want.
It just says, I want. Your lips are the hands. I want a baba now. I want a baba.
Somebody somewhere has turned the podcast off.
This is gonna be someone's.
We're hungover. It's New Year's. Get over yourself.
That's right.
Oh, also, I've come in today 100% snatural. That's right.
No. Oh, I like that word.
Yes. Snatural.
Snatural. That's me trying to feel confident in my.
I like it.
I love it.
My. Oh my god, girl.
Hell yeah, you're glowing, girl.
Oh my god, stop.
Are you pregnant? Yeah, you look good. Oh.
No.
Give it to me,
Baba.
Give me
the Baba.
happening.
Oh, shit.
2020, everyone, get ready.
Good. Lost our minds.
Okay, I'm going to try to, I mean, are we, I haven't tried to set any New Year's resolutions yet. I mean, I can try to do them on the podcast right now.
Yeah, full disclosure, we filmed this before, like, the New Year, so we have time to set our resolutions.
It's November right now.
Yeah. However, in Pretend Land, we should have had them set. So what are, maybe we can start thinking of it now. Like, what's something that you want next year? Maybe not to get your car towed. My New Year's resolution.
Oh my god, dude.
Both got our cars towed last night.
Yeah, I've never been towed before. And guess what? I just bought my car yesterday.
Yeah. So her first day having a car, she got it towed.
I paid for it the night before, but they delivered it to me yesterday on Friday, and it got fucking towed Friday.
The universe
night.
Was like, not yet.
Yeah. It was like, you shall not. Yeah, it was. I'm pretty mad about it. But I mean, like, you know, it's all good. I want another New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna not
get spitball in mine.
Did you guys have any resolutions last year?
You did.
Law of attraction ass bitch.
You guys talk first because I have some thoughts about New Year's resolutions where I'm very anti and I have been for the past couple years.
Same. I'm with you.
Okay, cool.
So I've never really set out to have like these specific New Year's resolutions. Like I know I have some friends that will like list them out and they're like, by this time, like they're pretty fucking organized. So they'll be like, with the first month, I want to reach this. The 6 month mark, I want to reach this. And I've never really been that person. It's been more like, for me, it's like, well, I just want to focus on one fucking goal, but I want it to be big. Last year for me, it was reconnecting and fixing relationships with my family. So that one's been pretty decent, I think.
I feel like you low-key kind of killed it.
Yeah,
like
we met your sister.
Yeah, we met your sister. We were like chilling with your sister. I was talking to your sister about Overwatch the other day.
Oh, that's tight. You talked to my sister?
Yeah.
Good for you. That's fucking tight. Well,
we're all best friends with her now.
That's tight.
She's actually coming over.
We love
dinner.
You. I like that. That's good. She's a great person. I missed out so long. Anyway, but then for this year for me, and this was something I also wanted since I got married, I really wanted to focus on just momming really hard. So with 2019, it was like, I'm going to mom really hard. I got off of JKP and then I got off of barbell and I'm like, cool, I'm going to do this thing. But then like, I just felt like I wasn't in my right spot for like a really long time. Like I felt like I was letting myself down and just like kind of letting people down by like completely leaving. So I think 2020 is going to be one of those where I'm like, okay, I really got to stick to this one path and just really try to like, I'm trying to have baby number two.
Oh,
give it to Bubba.
Yeah, like the path. I'm imagining Gio doing it like softer though tonight, talking to Bart and just be like, Baba too.
That's fucking cute.
That's really cute. Actually.
Thank you. I don't know if I'm that cute, dude.
Baba too.
Yeah, that's fucking cute.
Damn, it's so funny that we kickstarted this by being like, I don't want to be pregnant. I don't want to be towed. And I also don't want to be pregnant. And you're like, I think I want to be pregnant.
I'm also towed.
Bro, I'm almost 40. Okay, wait, that sounds fucked up. I'm 36.
Oh, damn, God,
you're ancient
all the time, dude. I forget all the time.
Wait, what?
When we were in the spa, I was like, this woman is 27.
God, I keep forgetting. Like,
what's happening here?
I don't know. They all melted.
Yeah, we're
like, I'm 36.
We're like, what?
We're literally thinking about you naked right now, and we're like, she's 36.
Oh, shit.
Like, hearing I'm 36 is way different than hearing I'm almost 40.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, man.
All the 36-year-olds out there are like, bitch,
how you can say that?
Don't throw us under the bus.
Like my bad. Oh, yeah, I did say that fucked up. I need to pay attention to what the fuck I say, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw any shit out there, but...
Dude.
Yeah.
God, we need to do the whole 30s episode too, because like, what? I'm so excited for 30 to 35.
Don't
like,
fucking do it.
I'm so
don't
excited.
Don't do it.
I'm
it
so
sucks
excited.
Here.
I've been here. You know you can participate, right?
I've been here.
Because you're 30.
Yeah. I got it, Bose. I got it. Yeah, I can participate. I get it.
By that time, you'll be 33.
Yeah.
So you'll be well
oh,
into
shit.
It.
Wait. No.
Bose is fucking young.
Yeah.
I'm just a baby.
I'm 4 months.
I got years.
I love that fucking side smirk, Bose.
I got years on me, girl. 2,000 miles Jesus. On this baby.
I fucking love my 30s. But let's talk about New Year's resolutions.
Okay, okay, okay.
So, I'm in the same boat as you, Gio, where I realized a long time ago, I love goal setting and stuff, but I also... like hate disappointing people, including myself. And when I set like resolutions, if I don't hit them, maybe it's just my dad's voice in my head being like, how the fuck did you not hit that? Why, you know? Yeah. And so I just get really down on myself, which is really counter to the, like, it's like counter progressive to like the goals that I want to hit, because it makes me feel bad. It makes me have low self-esteem and low confidence. So I found I was not only not hitting my goals when I would do New Year's resolutions, but I would go backwards
and get really sad.
Oh, shit. Because I felt like I wasn't even worthy to have the things that I had already accomplished.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it went deep, man. So starting like a few years ago, I would just set like an overall, like, what do I want the feeling of this year to be? Or like, what's like something new, a positive change I can make that like I haven't done before? And so last year was really like, I want to, or yeah, 2019 was like, I really want to live 100% my authentic self.
Yay.
Like, what is that? Like, what, who am I to my core without any sort of like facade or fakeness? Because a lot of YouTubers and like entertainers in general, like, there's a, oh, here's my entertainment self and here's my normal self.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I remember getting typecast a lot when I was starting out as like the ditzy girl, and I hated having to do this character all the time, but then like in my normal life be me.
You like that voice, Tina?
I really like what you said about being your authentic self, because it's funny, because that was literally kind of what my thing was for this year. Mm-hmm. So I had a coworker just about like 2 weeks ago. She said to me, she was kind of drunk, and she was like, you know, and she's a little older than me too, and she's the one that trained me. And so she kind of told me one day, I really, really admire like your confidence. Like, you have really high self-esteem. And I was like, no, I don't, bitch. Do you know who you're talking to? I want to die. And then I was like, wait a minute. And like, I couldn't even finish the sentence because I realized, like, wait a minute. Like, I don't want to die anymore. Like, yeah. I love me. Like,
you've changed. Yeah. That's tight.
And that was like literally the moment where I realized that like I had changed, and I do have really high self-esteem. I do. I'm wearing a fucking shirt that says I am a rich man.
I like that shirt. Oh, you're turning Gina on.
Dude, I have very high confidence down. And it comes from what you said, which is...
Someday you rich.
Yeah. It took a little bit. Thank you. I thought that was a little bit funny. Okay.
But it comes from what you said, where it's finding your authentic self, because what I found is in the past year, I have been through so many like trials and tribulations. Mm-hmm. And not only did I come out of them, but I came out on top. And it showed me a lot about myself and how I function. And when you know who you are, nobody can shake that.
Yeah.
Totally.
Nobody. It's like if somebody says, you're fucking stupid, and you know that you're actually pretty smart, that it just washes right off. It doesn't do anything at all to you. And I think, yeah, if you really embrace who you are and you know who you are, your authentic self, it's like you have this shield of armor and really nothing can penetrate that. And I kind of stumbled upon it this year, and my goal for this year is to really flesh that out.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's fucking beautiful.
And I don't know about you, but I had a people pleaser quality that went along with like not being 100% my authentic self that I didn't even realize was there, really. Like, I just always wanted everyone to feel comfortable and, like, you know, just wanted to everything to be peaceful. And so, like, it just was at the expense of my own self. Mm-hmm. I would kind of like do anything to make others happy. And I think it like it really ate at me when it would be something that I sacrificed to like for myself to like make someone else happy, and then they would, you know, not return the favor or whatever.
Yeah.
And so instead of resenting other people, I had to like look inside and be like, oh, this is a behavior that I can change. And like, I can really just nip things in the bud and stand up for myself and like, you know, just like say the things or create boundaries, you know, that's all part of like finding out who your authentic self is and like living that. And I will say that I did get into like, I think the universe challenges you. Like, when you put something out there, it's like, oh, that's what you want? Well, let's see if you can handle that. And I got into, like, you know, different things, like on JKP, like, where I was just, like, living my authentic self and, like, being like, oh, this is fun. Like, we could just, like, shit-talk each other and stuff. And a lot of friends like to do that. But then, you know, it was misread by a lot of people. And instead of bending over and being like, oh my god, like, I'm so sorry, I'll never do it again, I'm like, no, you know what, this is just a game, this is how people play, and like, this is me, and maybe it's not for everyone, like, it's never gonna be for everyone, but it's, that's who I am, take it or leave it.
Yeah. And I mean, and that's okay. I noticed for me when I first came to Smosh, and I don't know if like how many people have found me from Smosh, but if you saw when I joined in 2017, everyone fucking hated me. All of the comments were horrible. They were so insanely mean. And I mean, part of that was that I didn't have a lot of on-camera experience and I was really just being myself and I could have, you know, tightened it up a little bit. But then part of it also was I was the first female member to join in 5 years and people didn't like that change. Huh. And that was put upon me. And I mean, for I would say 8 or 9 months, if you go back on anything, it was just hate. But then when I kind of started hanging out with JK News, everyone fucking loved me. It was like a full 180. Like, yeah. Every comment was about me again, but in a nice way.
You just have to find that your own audience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's your audience, and it's like you...
You don't bend to make other people like you and mm-hmm. cater to this other audience. You be you, and then the right audience will find you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a hard lesson to learn, especially if you want to be liked or if you spent like the most of your childhood not feeling liked and like yeah. that's what you live your whole life trying to get people to like you, you realize that like, yeah, people might like you, but they're liking something that's not completely right. the real you. Yeah. And so I'd much rather have some people hate me and just accept the ones that like me really like me.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's hard.
Yeah, I definitely had a people pleaser mentality for the longest time too. And then I had a point where I realized like, being a people pleaser has literally never done anything for me. It has never done me any favors, you know? And then I just kind of, one day I just kind of stopped.
Yeah, and so that's where people fuck up a lot with New Year's resolutions is I think people don't know the root of who they are. They don't get to know themselves. So it's hard to set goals and resolutions if you don't really know who you are or what you want. So they end up setting goals and resolutions that are based off of other people's expectations and other people's standards. And, you know, on Instagram, it's really easy to do that because you're like constantly comparing yourself.
You know what I really want this year? A good night's sleep. And yeah. I'm going to get that with Buffy.
What's Buffy going to do for you?
Oh, my God. Buffy is going to give me the most comfortable sleep of my life. Let me tell you something, people.
Listen, I tried
to wash my laundry the other day. I went downstairs in the court. I now need to pay 50 cents more to do my laundry. I don't have those additional quarters. So for the past week, I haven't had any bedding on my bed except for my Buffy. I've been wrapped up like a little...
Baby lamb.
Well, because I just fold it over and I curl up in it. It is under me. It is above me. I am warm but light. It is fresh. It is amazing. It's Buffy. You know I'm always talking about this because I love this blanket.
It's made really of eucalyptus. Does.
Oh, God damn it! I want to get one.
It's so dope.
It is really dope.
Yeah,
that's right. No more night sweats. It's softer than cotton, hypoallergenic, and it's 100% plant-based bedding. Nikki, you have a Buffy, don't you?
I do. I fucking love it.
I even got my mom a Buffy, and she's all about it.
Oh, so we all got Buffy's.
Oh, my bad, Gina.
Oh, yeah.
So even everybody got a Buffy, but Gina.
Everybody does.
Me too.
Divka does one, too.
I paid full price for the Buffy for my mom, though.
But you know what?
Oh, everybody has a Buffy now. Huh?
Even everybody has a Buffy, except Gina. Buffy? And
well,
you.
Buffy offers a free trial.
Oh.
So you can try a comforter in your own bed for free, Gina.
Ooh.
If you don't love it, you can return it at no cost.
And Gina, nice. For $20 off your own damn Buffy, visit buffy.co and enter the code BTCH.
What was that?
That's code BTCH.
What's that? It's $20 off your Buffy comforter at buffy.co, and you enter the code BTCH.
Oh, okay.
Gina.
BTCH.
Oh, what was that? What was that?
B-T-C-H.
My goal is to learn Spanish this year.
Hell yeah.
Halfway there. You're going to get it.
Oh, God, I love that comforter.
Okay, so some alternatives to New Year's resolutions that I have found helpful is if you, especially if you are a goal setting person, but you know, if you don't hit the goals, you feel bad about yourself. Instead, what I do now is I kind of look at every area of my life. So I look at family, home, relationship, money, finances, business, whatever, career, and set like ideal bullet points. Like, what do I want? I envision like each area, like, what do I want that part to look like?
I love that.
Yeah. And then each month you just focus on one, like little habits form to. Thank you.
God.
And it's been really helpful.
Wait, but all five sectors with a goal each month? This is like military tactics, Nikki. How are you?
That's how I have an accomplished life. I got my car towed yesterday.
First time. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's been 12 years of living in LA. Never got a tow before, but yeah, it's been really helpful. So if, let's say, you have a health goal, you're like, I want to lose 10 pounds or whatever. Instead of being like, I have to lose 10 pounds. Because then you're just fucking going to stress yourself out. You're not going to lose the 10 pounds. Instead, you're like, okay, my ideal size would be this or whatever.
And I will and accomplish then, it with cocaine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah.
I'll
like
do
that.
30 days of cocaine. So I go like,
well, that's you're excessive. Doing it.
Try Adderall.
Okay, that's totally cool.
Or that's an alternative. You get options on the show, ladies.
Yeah. So let's say like January, you're like, okay, January will be a health month. What habits can I form in health? Where it's like, let's just drink 64 ounces of water a day. Let's get adequate sleep. Let's.
I thought you were going to say like cocaine with vitamins.
You do you, boo.
Yeah.
Whatever gets your vote ticket, I'm not going to judge. But
instead of snorting cocaine, I would just rub it on my gums.
Yeah, there you go.
Change things around a little bit.
That's progress.
Change it up a little bit.
Please do not do drugs.
Please.
Don't do drugs. I've actually never done cocaine, but I've also never got my car towed. So like now, I mean,
hey, new year, never done.
New year, new me.
Yep.
Yeah, so like,
well, what does a relationship goal look like for you? I mean, you guys are already married. That's me. I'm like,
so,
when we're like,
give it, baby. I know, right? That's this year.
Is that whole year? Do you have a month?
So, like, last year, for example, was more date nights. So it was like little things that, like, and because Steve was going through a thing where he was feeling like really shitty about himself and like his appearance and stuff. We did this little makeover video in 2018. I really wanted to focus on like when I go to Target or when I'm out shopping, I'm looking at like, oh, what's cute for me? What's cute for my home? But now I'm like, oh, what can I get Steve? Like, what will make him feel better? What kind of clothes will look good on him?
How cute.
Just like really incorporating him into like everything that I do rather than just like separate.
That's cute that he's so receptive. Bart would be like, I don't need this shit. And I'm like, you motherfucker.
Bart dresses nice though. Steve needed help and he was open about it. He's like, yeah, gotcha. I fucking need help. Okay. I didn't know that wives could dress their husbands until like 2 years ago.
Oh my god.
I
dress every kind of
I know every girl's like that. Like, I've been dressing my boyfriend forever. I didn't know that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I guess because my dad always had the more fashion sense and so my mom never dressed him. So I didn't think about it. Yeah. I didn't ever thought about it.
Interesting.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah. I just want to be one of your cats and live in your house. It's the cutest
you
thing
You just
ever.
Snuggle up on the end of the bed.
Just watch you guys like, oh, I mean, not like having sex, but you know, just Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Voyeurism.
Cats
Gina
do
the
that,
peeping
though.
Tom.
Jesus.
My cat waits.
Peeping Gina.
<All right.
laughs> So are there any like areas like that you would want to focus on?
Ooh.
More?
Okay. I accidentally accomplished my goal of buying a car.
Hell yeah. Congrats. Yeah, you've been talking about that for a minute.
Yeah.
You got finally, that done quick too. You texted
you
me
did.
One day like, hey, how much is your car? And 2 days later, hey, I got a car.
Oh, dude. Can I just say it I just have to share my car story.
Yes, please.
This shit was fire. I went to a dealership, sat down. They quoted me at $349 a month for a 2019 Honda Civic. It's end of the year. I'm like, sir, buy your cars in November and December, ladies and germs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, also around the holidays.
Yeah.
They have holiday sales like literally every holiday.
Well, they're trying to get these 2019s off the lot. And it's
always
so basically
negotiate.
New. That's right, Gina. Yeah. So what I did. So I go into this dealership, I get my quote, and I'm like, that's not within my budget. Get out, and I leave. I go online, I put in a request on one of those generic leasing sites, and then suddenly every Honda dealership in LA starts calling me. And I was like, hey, I'm at work. Can you just email me? So I got them to write down their offers in an email. So I was able to print them or forward
Paper
them.
Trail.
Yeah, and like forward them to each dealership until I kept getting
pin people against
offers.
Each other.
Yes, yes. I did.
Damn,
I got
dude. I did. The old Chinese way. I negotiated till midnight in that fucking
dealership. Oh, no. That's another way to go.
Yeah.
I should just get sick of you. They're just like, fine, fucking take it.
Dude,
God damn.
Yes.
And they helped me clean out my car and they gave me a free car wash thing.
Yeah. I got like free maintenance
legit.
For shit.
What a boss.
Dude, because these salesmen, like, we are not their wives. They do not want to hear us for hours talking. They really, well, I mean, maybe. I don't know. But they, I'm just sitting here complaining and nagging and I'm like, I don't want to pay this.
Yeah.
I don't want this. And eventually he's like, here's the keys, bitch.
Just go.
Get out.
Hell yeah.
Get out. Yeah. He wants to get multiple sales. Waste his time, ladies.
Yeah. Waste his time, 2020.
That's our slogan. Waste his time,
waste
2020.
His time.
I like that.
Dude, some men like that too. They want a woman to step all over them.
Yeah.
Some do.
Oh yeah.
They
Gina
really
knows
do.
About that.
I sure do.
Are her eyes opening? I can't. I just see her. She's
I'm
like
so tired. It's as open as it possibly could.
Okay.
Like, yo, did you get more Vietnamese? I don't understand.
Oh my god.
She got more Asian as time passed by in this podcast.
Like, oh no, I only got 11 and a half hours of sleep last night.
No, legit, like, because I'm half Asian. And when I get drunk or tired, the full Asian comes out.
Yeah,
you're Asian. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. I'm half Filipino, Bose.
Oh, okay.
You're not Mexican?
Sorry. I know. You couldn't tell because I said eche so well.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I want to set another goal for myself too. Like, I want to be my authentic self. Nikki, can you help us set?
Yeah,
goals?
Want to do it right now?
Oh my god, can we do a workshop?
Yeah, let's go for it.
I mean, like, I'm open. And but Nikki, you got to do it in such a way that you ask questions that like everyone watching too,
yeah,
can kind of help.
That's tight.
Dive inside. Oh my god,
guys, group exercise.
Yay!
I'm the total opposite. In 2020, I'm not gonna be my authentic self. I'm gonna get my ass in plastic surgery.
Fake bitch.
Okay. I'm gonna get my ass in plastic.
That is your authentic
surgery.
Self.
That is your authentic
what are you
self.
Talking about?
Like that shit.
When
that's
I think
legit
plastic
you.
Surgery, I think Gina.
Yeah, I don't think it's fake.
Dude.
You said you're the Ferrari that wants expensive rims. You've been saying that.
Exactly. You're very connected to your authentic.
You are, girl. You're not
get
a faker.
Me some fake shit.
Okay, so let's do this.
Oh my
this.
God, I love this.
Everybody listening right now, get out a pen and a motherfucking piece of paper and write down, or tell me if you're one of these ladies on this panel, tell me like what an overall, like at the end of 2020, what is the fucking woman you want to see at the end of that year? Like,
rich.
What does she look like? What? How does she act?
No, I want a strong friendship, strong family ship.
Friendship, family ship.
Yeah, I want that.
So this bitch has like all the friends, all the family.
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be a lot.
Just
I just want
close.
Strong. Like, okay, I want strong fucking bonds.
They got a bench 400 or get the fuck out.
With their heart. Bench 400 with their heart. With their heart. Yeah.
You know what I want? I've always... Okay. You know,
Bring it.
I just want to be a really like successful businesswoman. I love it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I love every aspect of it. But you know, I'm in a corporate job right now, and I like it. I like the stability of it. But I've had so many opportunities and side projects on the side. I think maybe I want to do my own thing.
Hell yeah!
Like I want to be that boss ass bitch going to my little meetings
on
Tuesday.
I see it. Mm-hmm.
You know, fucking working at 7 a.m. from home with my coffee on my own business. Like,
yeah.
I want to be like full throttle working on my own thing. And I don't think I want to report to anybody anymore.
Hell yeah.
You want to be your own boss.
Yeah.
Except the IRS, please.
Yeah. I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. No. Fuck them. No. Yeah. They've taken everything from me. I was a Twitch streamer for many years. They took everything.
Aw.
Dude,
the IRS, they're some class.
You can move to Nevada.
Thieves.
Bro, if y'all know Twitch streamers that are like look like they're not making bank, remember they lose 30% of their taxes most states.
More than that, if they're in California, 50 fucking percent, like 45 to 50%,
because
we got state taxes, we got sales tax, we got income tax, we got all the fucking taxes.
Yep.
I saw how much I made last year. I was like, dope. And then I saw the taxes. I was like, fuck,
dude,
I'm still poor.
Slash. I think there was 1 year where I made like 70k, like my first year streaming, but I didn't make 70k. I made like 35k.
Yeah.
God
so
damn.
They take
half that shit.
They take half of it. Fun
so
fact.
Boss businesswoman.
Oh yeah.
You're one of that. When I had that
100%
same thing.
Natural.
This
hell
is
yeah.
kind of embarrassing, but Steve always makes fun of it. So if you ever hear this, this is what he's referring to. But I was like, yeah, I want to be one of those women where they're walking around, they got lipstick on their coffee cups, and they got heels on.
You know who my goal is? Huh. Meryl Streep and Devil Wears Prada.
Hell
yeah.
That bitch is power.
I want
people
walking
around and everyone's like, first of all, Anna Wintour, and that's my idol.
Yeah.
That is mine.
I want people to fear me when I walk into the office.
Oh shit.
And get like, those boobs, girl.
Yeah. And like throw my coat and someone goes and like hangs it
oh,
up for
shit.
Me. Yeah. I want my coffee at exactly 104 degrees, no less, no more.
Where you don't say anything, you just give people a look and they're like, oh shit, I'm sorry about the coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
That movie's based on Anna Wintour, and I found out about her because she gets up at 5 a.m. every single morning and plays tennis, and then she goes into work and she beats everyone's ass.
Oh,
and I
amazing.
Love that. I love it.
That's
hello,
tight.
Anna. Yeah.
So, boss businesswoman, family and relationships and friendships. What about you, Gina?
A couple of things. Like I said, I just want to go and fucking live out my 30s now that I'm here. I'm going to get my plastic surgery. I'm going to travel. But then I also, and I've already
started. You're going to live all your 30s this year?
Yeah. I'm going to live all 1 year. And then at 31, I'm going to fucking cry.
Yeah. Cry because you're so happy or cry because you have nothing else left to do?
Nothing else left.
Okay, fuck it.
And then, so I want to do that.
You want to live your best life.
Pretty much just living my best life and doing whatever the fuck I want, right? And then just like traveling.
Preferably, I actually kind of want to turn my Instagram into like a traveling
Instagram. Ooh, okay, so like a rebrand.
Yeah, yeah, so that'd be fun. Go come out with my real last name and just chill. And then,
hell fucking yeah! Yeah, right.
My last name is Kwan.
Yep. Whoa, she's been adopted.
I was adopted. If you guys didn't
is it spelled
know.
The same?
I am Babatoo.
How cute! I am. She would come out big. So fucking Tyga came out already bigger than you.
Know, right? Exactly. Gina would probably come.
My vagina's still
in the
small.
Bathroom.
Okay, everybody.
Yeah. Girls, what like, we saying? We've seen your bathroom, Gio. Like Gina and I will live there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Just set
anytime.
Up our PCs.
Absolutely. Is this part of my 2020
you
goal?
You can live in a cupboard yeah. in her house.
Exactly.
It's
right?
like huge.
Yeah. And then I also like so I'm taking care of like my finances. A little bit more, like I have my retirement fund and all that shit. Hell but yeah. I also want to look into like investing too, like and then and like, put, like franchising or opening up a business for my parents.
So overarching, because these are more that's more like a goal.
Oh yeah,
what's like
an this is a
overarching,
workshop.
Yeah,
an overarching,
like
what's
your
that?
Umbrella. Like at the end of the year, I want to be this person. You want to be travel bitch,
rich with a fake ass,
rich with a fake ass.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Yeah, travel bitch.
Yeah, a travel
and,
bitch.
Like more countries. And just like honestly, at the end of the year, I want to be able to say, I just did whatever the fuck I wanted this year and it was dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because okay. like having a strong yeah. picture of what you look like at the end of the year is going to really help throughout the year
right.
to get to that place. So I think people fuck up because they're just looking at the like, oh, I need to lose 10 pounds now. Yeah. And really like just what person do you want to be at
oh,
the end of the
and
year?
And loosening up more because you guys know how like I work and I rarely go out. I don't drink. I don't do anything. I just want to loosen up a little
You're
bit.
You're boring? Like, you want to be less boring?
I want to be, because I used to be wild.
Yeah.
You know, like I was a go-go dancer. I did all this crazy shit. And then like the last 4 or 5 years or so, I'm like, oh, I'm going to calm down and work and work and work. And I've been working so much, I want to die. Mm-hmm. So now I'm just like, oh, yeah, I can try a little bit of drinking. I'll try that.
Maybe you know? You should maybe
treat yourself.
It sounds like balance for you,
yeah.
then. Because it
think,
seems like
yeah.
you go 0 to 100
yeah.
in either direction.
That's right. This is true.
Maybe
last
balance.
Year I was working. Now I want to do whatever the fuck I want on an island.
She said she doesn't want to do shit,
yeah.
right? Because right now she's working something. Maybe a balance.
Yeah. yeah.
And
yeah.
you just maybe. Did my, I recently came up with a, like a victory celebration dance and you just did it.
Oh, so, did I?
There you go.
So work, family, friends, balance. Okay. Mm. So just out there, have an overall idea, like an umbrella idea of who you want to be at the end of the year. Then
can we also have these questions pop up at the bottom of the screen, like yeah. a full-on workshop?
That's
please.
Yes, George, editing work. Editing
live
work.
Editing right
can
now.
You put so what do you want by the end of the year? Also, can you please send Gina your social security number and bank account numbers?
Yeah. yeah. Can you put my Venmo at the bottom
oh,
of the
yeah,
screen?
Yeah, yeah, same. All of our Venmos.
My Venmo.
And also, can you add like filter on my face? It's gonna make my lips a little bit bigger, my yeah, eyes a little bit bigger.
Just Venmo, Cash App, Big Boss Bose.
Yeah.
But still like authentically me, but like authentically smooth. Like.
Nice plug, Bose. I like that. Nice plug.
Also,
nice
Miss
plug.
Gina Darling.
No, no, no. no, no, no. It's just hers is Big Boss Bose too.
Nice. I like it.
$50 minimum.
Might still Gio Antoinette, but I'm just saying.
I'm going to wake up one morning with a bunch of Cash App notifications. It's going to be like, oh, she got the episode out. I'm just kidding.
I need to pay for this plastic surgery somehow, okay? Come on,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, it's all going to hit your goal. It's all.
Guys,
okay, it's part of it. It's part of the yeah. exercise,
support
guys.
Support the goals.
Bitch, I'm not fucking kidding. One time I posted my Cash App on Gio's. Yeah. Gio posted a picture of my butt, and I put my Cash App in the comments. I was like, well, since you guys are here. And I just started getting these notifications. I was like, thank you, Daddy.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. You got some
you
fucking
have a shirt
power.
That says, I'm a rich man. They're like, I got all these donations. I couldn't afford my laundry.
I hit a car.
We're streamers, man. We're streamers. We live off of donations, damn it.
This is ingrained in my brain after like 5 years.
Yeah.
I get it. Hey, we're going to do a Patreon this year. Just, you know, keep that in mind.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So, okay.
Highest tier gets pictures of all of our buttholes.
Wow.
Not the butt, the hole.
Yeah, just a butthole. And the best part is it's coordinated and separate and arranged by shade from light to dark.
Mm. We're actually going to play a game that's like, which picture is a butthole and which is
a mouth hole?
Yeah.
Oh, mine's pink.
I bet it is.
I would not
Which
be surprised.
Yeah, I don't doubt
I would
it.
Not be surprised because we discovered that Bose has
the prettiest
pink
nipples ever.
Yeah.
Can you do this with your mouth real quick?
No,
just
do
it.
The areola looks like.
No, just do that. That's what her butt hole probably looks
no,
like. That pretty and pink.
I have big lips. We were yeah, literally at the
then.
Spa
we
and we
big
were
butt hole?
All.
We don't know.
Puffy butt hole.
We're all butt naked and Gina's just looking at my chest and she's like, "You have pink nipples," and I'm like.
And then I pulled out my phone immediately and I tweeted it.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
Yeah, Gina has no problem living her authentic self. I don't think that's a...
Yeah, balance is a good one then. We nailed it with balance.
Okay, so then when you set like a monthly goal, it could be something that's going to help you get there. So those are like measurable steps that you can take. So if yours is businesswoman, the first step could be, hey, what do I need to do to set up an S corp? What do I need to do to learn about managing like my money? Or let's set a budget, like an income pay or income liability ratio. I'm like an asset liability ratio sheet.
That sounds
what is
boring.
It called?
Snapshot. I just want the money.
Fucking snapshot. Yes. You'll get the money, but you have to put work in. I know, it fucking sucks.
I just want to throw my ass back and get some money for it.
Throw my ass.
Throw your ass back. Like, I can pop it backwards?
We want to throw our ass back.
Put that
our
on your goal back. Sheet. Okay. There you go.
goal
and every day, you just push it back a little more. You just push it back a little
yeah,
more.
Yeah, just put a marking on the wall how far back you went that day.
I like to do habit trackers because I'm freaking dumb.
Dude, Nikki, you're like... You're
I'm a mom. I'm ready to be a mom.
You're everything I ever wished I was. Like you're like personality
Tell
A.
Me more.
She's like a personality type
Stop.
A.
Stop.
She
Stop.
Like Stop. Makes her bed in the morning.
Dude, I just started that 3 years ago though.
Yeah. What do you mean I just 30. Started 3 years ago?
30.
Yeah. And then like listing things out. She has like apps. She has
it feels
journals.
Like it was yesterday.
She decorates.
Have you
right?
seen a bullet journal? That shit's yeah. cute as fuck.
It
she makes
is.
Stickers.
Where the fuck do you find the time to do this? You make
Stop.
Videos and shit.
Stop.
Like, how? You know what I did? I haven't made my bed in months.
Yeah. I don't even have shit. Linen on my bed.
You just got
for
to
you,
30,
man.
Gina.
You're authentic.
Welcome to the new world.
I know. This is fucking awful.
Yeah.
I have a cat now. I'm getting
See?
There.
You're one step closer.
One step closer to being Nikki.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm going to have a dog soon. I'm going to be like dog and a car. I'm
wow.
Yeah. Can it be like just a fluffy white dog? You just drive around. Just,
oh, that's power as fuck. Yeah.
I like to see like the dog in your Honda and everyone's like, is that a fucking businesswoman?
Yeah. That must be a businesswoman.
Or I'm just imagining you walking
driving
a
with
Whole
a dog.
Foods, holding a dog, just walking oh, yeah. to Whole Foods. Smoothie in one
Dude,
hand.
Dude, seriously, little things like that. I remember like walking through Free People. You know the store Free People?
Yeah, I love
and
it.
And I always walk through that in my 20s and be like, how do people afford this
Hell
shit?
Yeah.
This is crazy prices.
Oh, I still like, think that right now.
No, me too. Yeah.
It's fucking
but,
expensive.
I remember, like, the first, I was like, when I'm able to shop here, I'll know.
Aww.
I made it somewhere.
Hell yeah.
And then I remember the first time I shopped there, I was like, holy shit, I'm gonna buy a dress at Free People.
Did you buy the dress?
I did.
Holy fuck.
I still had the dress just because,
yeah,
like,
have to.
Memories.
Yeah.
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 And even though I'm like, you know, it's like, oh, like, oh, like, that's not a big. I mean, that's not like a big, like a thing that should be like, oh, I'm a fancy person now. Yeah. And look at me. I only buy fancy clothes. It was more just like a milestone for
right.
me to be like, oh, I could if
You're
I
going
wanted
in the right
to.
Direction.
Not that I have to. Not that I have to like spend all my money on clothes every month to prove to myself that I made it somewhere. But yeah, just like a little mark of progress. Because one thing I never used to do was celebrate small milestones.
Oh.
And I always saw myself as a failure because I never celebrated the small milestones. But one thing that really helped me was the app Calm. And
amen to that app.
Oh my God.
Hell
my
yeah.
Goals, 1 year was to get better at meditating. Because meditating is so hard.
I've asked you for meditation advice too.
And I told you to get this app.
You did, and I did.
Before we even knew that this was a sponsor, because this is the first time any of us are hearing that this is a sponsor
yeah,
today.
Thank
but
you.
I've been using this app for years. And I swear to God, it really helps, especially if you're one of those people that are like, I'm not good at meditating.
Me.
Because the thing that she teaches you, her Tamara Levitt, I think is her name? Tamara? Her name's Tamara.
Yep.
Tamara Levitt. Yeah, I'm right. Okay. She says it in every column. She's like, I'm Tamara Levitt. And
is she British? I'm Tamara Levitt.
No, but she's like Canadian or something. I don't
oh,
know.
Close
maybe
enough.
She's not. Maybe I'm I just Tamara made up facts Levitt. About her.
But what about her?
But anyway, she's like says she has a really calm voice and she makes it so that you're not pressured into meditating perfectly. Because I think the biggest like the hardest hurdle about meditating is like thinking you have to be completely silent and have no thoughts
yeah.
and like have all this stuff be
yeah.
perfect
That's
every
me.
Time. And so she really teaches you how to like be okay with having thoughts come in and just acknowledging them and letting them go and really like letting it be a practice rather than a like perfect thing that you
oh.
do every day. And it's not always going to be good. Like some days you're going to be better than other days, but just being able to like recognize where you're at in that day and like being okay with it.
Yeah.
And it really helped me in like getting present and also along the lines of being my most authentic self. Like, where am I at today? And not comparing myself to where I was yesterday or where I want to be. Just who am I today? And I really, really liked that. I never had that with any other meditating app or any of the other time I've tried to meditate. So you should try Calm. It's the number one app for sleep and relaxation. Mm. Oh, it's really good if you have trouble sleeping too.
Oh, me.
Yeah. I meditate before bed.
Really? Mm-hmm. I try to meditate, but then like it always says I clear your mind. And in my mind, there's just a very, it's always a high-pitched scream.
Oh shit.
That was not what I was expecting to say.
Yeah, me neither. Not high-pitched.
This will calm it down.
Okay.
Also, they have sleep stories, which help.
My favorite.
Have you used them?
Yeah. Yes, okay. That's what I've talked about this before, and I called it adult bedtime stories. Yes. And everyone thought that it was something else.
Really?
Oh. Oh.
Okay. Yeah, no, so what I liked about them is, at least the ones I listen to, they're very visual. So instead of like trying to make you clear your mind before bed, it like distracts your mind by making you think of like really pretty visual things. And then you just don't even realize that you drifted off into a dream about being in a fucking field of flowers.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm already falling asleep.
It's great. And also for a limited time, our show listeners can get 25% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/BTCH. That's calm.com/BTCH. And it comes with unlimited access to Calm's entire library, and new content is added every week. You can get started today at calm.com/BTCH. That's calm.com/BTCH.
Sounds the same.
I forgot. They're like, they have all different types of meditations too, like for anxiety, stress.
Oh. Dude, I just found
relationships. Like SOS ones.
Yeah, I just found out that I'm like a fucking high, like a fucking high anxiety person.
I thought you were just gonna say a high person. Like, I'm just like, high all the time.
I just found out
I smoke way too much weed.
Imagine if they had like a specific like Asian meditation, and they're telling you like, it's okay to have bees. They're also amazing. We're proud of you.
Just because we don't hug you doesn't mean we don't love you.
Yeah. What do you mean, bees? It's okay to have an A-.
Yeah, you're fine. We won't beat you after this.
But look, my mom's going to have to deal with this 1.7 GPA. I'll figure it out later. That's what I told her.
Club.
You know what's so funny? After all of that, I like, you know, really stress myself out about getting a perfect GPA, you know,
that shit
don't
matter.
That's why the goals are like crazy. But
well, one time I got straight F's in freshman year.
Oh, shit.
And we're on the same podcast, Nikki.
Exactly. That's what I was getting at. It doesn't fucking matter.
She just dragged all of us down. Fuck.
I like how she finished my point, but in a braggy way. I was going to use it as like a, and guess what?
And you can do it too. God, I remember I got one D. All F's in one D.
Everything you say is made better by the shirt.
Yeah, right? Oh my God, yeah.
I got all F's
at one D.
Get me one of these.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Like, I didn't even go to college, so it didn't even matter that, like, I got a 4.26 or whatever the fuck it was.
God damn.
Show off. Okay,
I didn't even know you can get higher than a 4.
Yeah, like, it didn't even matter that I got an A+ in calculus, like advanced placement calculus.
AP
fucking, it doesn't matter that I took college courses in my high school years.
Nikki, let's keep going.
It doesn't fucking matter that I'm like really fucking smart. It doesn't even matter, guys. It doesn't matter. So,
but you're sitting next to a full straight F student. So what now, Nikki?
Huh? Yeah,
what
yeah,
now, Nikki?
Right, we're all stupid,
and I see the line.
Like I move this way, and she's like, "Oh, no.
She's like, wait a minute.
No.
4.26 only.
Oh shit, there's a 6 in there too.
Oh yeah, there's a 6.
What the shit?
Oh my god.
Yeah,
do you have a tattoo of that somewhere?
And you didn't go to college?
I don't have tattoos because my body is a temple.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
My temple has etchings on it. Ancient etchings.
That's the line. It's a tattooed line.
Oh my god.
This has been us spit roasting each other.
Tattooed people over there. All right, so whatever you got down now, just like know, like just take it 1 month at a time. Don't think you have to fucking accomplish and be this person at the end of the year immediately. But just know, it's almost like, okay, so there's this analogy where a rocket ship is off track 90% of the time, and they're constantly having to readjust it to make sure that they get where they're going. Astronauts, in case you were wondering who the they in the rocket ship was.
Oh.
Astronauts have to continually readjust and make sure that they're going so that they are going the right way so that they end up where they want to be. It's kind of the same way with goals and like where, like knowing where you want to be as a person and then each month, like making those tiny adjustments, being like, okay, where did I get off track from this person? Where can I get back on track? What are some habits that I can incorporate this month that are easy, not stressful, not something that's like crazy, I have to lose this amount of weight now. But just like little things, like I'm going to eat a salad instead of a sandwich at lunch or whatever it is. I don't know what it is for everybody, but just those little progress steps and those things you can measure. And then you can celebrate like when you did those, like, hooray, yeah. I chose the right option today, or hell, I chose yeah. a more positive option.
I ate a salad today, so I'm going to celebrate.
There you go.
By eating a pizza. Full of pasta.
With five lines of Coke.
Yeah, exactly. Balance. Life is all about balance. Yeah, see, yeah. Okay, there you go. There's my balance.
There you go.
Yeah.
Full you're fatty meal and five lines of Coke. You know, everything balances out.
I'm wondering if this will help. We envisioned like who we think we are at around December, end of the year. And now I'm trying to kind of just work backwards from that. And I'm like, okay, well, who am I going to be in July mm-hmm. or June?
So I'm like, be 31 in July. That's forward. Who I'm going to be.
Oh shit!
You know,
you're going to be 31.
Like if you are,
can't wait for that party.
If you're like a plastic surgery maiden and that travels a lot, by June, how many trips will you have taken? Mm-hmm. How much plastic surgery will mm-hmm. you have taken? Because mm-hmm. like we don't want to be at crunch time in December trying to become this person.
You're like, well, Gina's crunching in all her hours for the month of streaming. She is that person.
I'm so
your
tired.
Goal is fucking hard though. I don't blame you, dude.
I think you I'm have tired. A time management goal this
oh,
year.
Oh God, yeah. I'm the worst.
You
at
don't
it.
Stress yourself
at this
out
point,
that way.
I don't even make excuses when I show up late. I just tell people like, oh, I'm sorry I'm late. It's because of who I am as a person.
No way, dude. You've changed a lot, bro.
Yeah, you have.
You've changed a lot.
I used to be a lot worse. Gio knows.
Yeah, no, you're killing that shit.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Yeah.
You should celebrate that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize
by sleeping in.
Yeah.
I
didn't
with
realize
the big
until
bowl
Gio
of pasta.
Sleeping yeah, with the pasta.
Oh, God, that sounds amazing. Mm. Wow.
Yeah. So I think that if that works for you, Bose, like having a timeline and all that stuff, if that's what really gets you motivated, you should mm-hmm. definitely do it. Some people feel too much pressure by being like,
that's
where
me.
Should I be by July?
That's
oh my
me.
God, I haven't met that mark yet. Oh my God, what can mm-hmm. I do? Yeah. So making like little, easy, gentle habit changes per month might work better for those types of people.
I need
like
to make $100,000 by March.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
so
shit.
What
good
can you start doing today
you.
That can work towards that? Is it like
right after this episode, I'm gonna be on my laptop. I'm gonna figure it out. Let's
with her coffee.
You're
gonna sell Gina cocaine?
Yeah.
Probably not.
She's gonna start slanging drugs.
Probably not.
I gotta make a hundred.
I mean, I've always been a law-abiding citizen, but I'm thinking about it more than ever. I was like, I shouldn't get a car because what if I accidentally hit somebody and then I go to jail for manslaughter
oh
and like
gosh.
All of my goals.
That's
like
I'm talking about.
Get made up.
You shouldn't
oh,
be that
shit.
Person that
yeah.
needs everything to be hardlined.
Yeah, everything does need to be hardlined, Nikki. It needs to be
okay.
written if it's going to be done.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
Yes, rich man. Yes,
yes, yes, sir.
Yes. I mean, but I mean, I think you're right. I think it's all about like
she
what
just reminded
works
me of my dad for like 2 seconds. I was like, okay.
I'm very much a doer. If mm-hmm. I write it down, it's done.
Yeah.
Like I'm like very much a doer. I would say like 70% of the things I say I'm going to do, I do. Like there are some things that fall off, or sometimes I'll realize, oh, maybe this isn't the best time or this isn't as good of an idea as I thought. But like if it works, like I do it and it gets done. So that's why I'm very big on setting goals and timelines for mm-hmm. myself, because I'm like a problem solver. I'm like, okay, this is what I want. How do I get it? And how do I get it within this time period?
You ready to get fresh? Say hello,
hello to Hello Fresh. The meal.
It's a meal kit delivery system.
I love it because it gets delivered straight to your home.
Yeah.
And it is. You don't even have to be there.
I don't like changing out of my pajamas.
No, and you don't have to, Nikki. You could stay stank in your stank pajamas.
They're not that stinky.
I'm pretty sure they are.
They're just a little. Okay.
Well, you don't have to worry about it.
Because HelloFresh delivers pre-measured ingredients to your house to make meals that you can cook in like 30 minutes. And they're so
delicious.
They're so good.
They're like five-star meals.
And the menu's constantly rotating. Mm-hmm. So you have a chef that's curating all these meals for you, and every single month it's a whole new set of meals. So if you're like me and you get tired of the same old dang thing, then you don't have to eat the same old dang thing anymore,
and you don't gotta go to the grocery store anymore because we're all lazy. And you can also add extra meals to your weekly order, change delivery days, food preferences, and skip a week whenever you need.
Oh yeah, baby, get
that's tight.
How get
many,
that. Give
how
it
many
to
meals
me.
Do I get?
Give it to me.
Give me it.
Oh my God,
give me the free
this?
Stuff.
I don't know. Should I be sitting down?
You should be sitting down. Sit down, everybody.
Good thing we're sitting
right.
down.
You get Not one.
No.
Not six.
Five?
Not
six?
Not eight.
What?
But nine free meals.
Nine.
Oh, my God.
You get nine.
That's like
free
one
meal.
Day's worth of food for me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, Fetty.
I'm kidding.
Wow, you still look hella cute. Stop.
You get nine free meals with HelloFresh by going to HelloFresh.com/BTCH9. And using the code BTCH9. Again, get how many meals?
Nine.
Nine free
meals. How do you say no in German?
Nine.
Yes, and that's what you get.
That's what you get. By going to HelloFresh.com/BTCH9 and then using the code
BTCH9. And if you are German, we're not saying none. We're saying nine. Learn English and then we know what we're saying.
So, yeah, it's interesting because you and I are very similar and then very different. So we have like the similar tastes and goals and all that stuff. I'm very much a goal setter too, but I found that I would have incredibly low self-esteem if I didn't hit those goals. So what instead I do is like create those goals, still have a timeline, still have that stuff. But in the inner rim, like what I used to do was have to-do lists. And I would have daily to-do lists. And every day I wouldn't get all of those things done. And I would feel like a fucking failure every single day. And that shit adds up. So instead what I do now is I marked down everything I need to do for the month and then like for the week. And what I found was when I put it a to-do list for the week is I would end up getting most of those things done by Monday or Tuesday. Wow. But when I said, hey, on Monday I have to do all of this and then I didn't get that done, it'd be really discouraging. And Tuesday I'm like, oh, I already fucked up Monday. I already have to catch up on Monday's stuff.
Oh, shit.
Now I'm already behind and I always felt like I was playing catch up. And then when I wouldn't hit my goal, I'm like, of course I didn't hit it because I'm always fucking behind. So yeah, it was just like the different ways of going about it.
I set the standards and goals low and then whatever I accomplish is a fucking surprise every time.
No, great. You're lying. No way. I don't buy it.
I feel like you kind of do, but like not in a bad way, but like it still happens.
It
but
works for
like,
you though, Gina. Yes. Like, look at you. You got like this whole empire.
Well, you know what?
She's like, I'm gonna travel more, but working too hard.
So this is funny. And when we're kind of having like business conversations and stuff, I'll be like, guys, we need to do this because I'm like very excited. I'm very like on it. And like I said, like kind of a doer. And Nikki will be like, oh, okay, Bose, let's chill out. Let's slow down for a second. But in you saying all this, it makes sense to me because we both get things done. But while you're making lists, I've already picked up the phone. Mm-hmm. You know, like I don't write it down. I'm just like, let's fucking get on it.
Because you're like a get up and go person. I'm like, let's plan through this and then like commit and be like, okay. Ready and then
no, I'm already on step two.
Yeah, because okay, here's
but,
it works sometimes. Yeah, totally sometimes, like I think it works for me, and then your way works for you, and like that's also why I think it's so dope that like everyone can find a little bit of themselves
and learn from each person that you're with. I've done it your way before, and then I fucked up. Where I'm like, I shouldn't have made that move so fast.
Really?
What did I just do? Now I'm committed to this thing, and I signed a legal form, and like, I just
because
I was just trying to get shit done. Like, I've gotten sued before. I've signed up for like scammy things before by accident, thinking that I was just like on my pathway to my goals, you know. And so now I'm like, okay, let's just take that enthusiasm, and then research the best possible option, and then all fucking. Steamboats ahead. I don't know where I was going with that.
Full
fucking
push
ahead.
Forward.
Full steam ahead. That's the one.
Okay, I kind of. I really want to hear like how you like kind of function with these things too. But I do also want to like throw out there, and this is something that is interesting. And I put myself out there so much on this podcast that I'm like, should I even say this? But maybe somebody else like gets it. I actually use two of my bad kind of faults as a strength. One, I have a very addictive personality. And like not like in a like I'm just doing substance abuse 24/7. Addiction itself is the inability to self-regulate with anticipation of reward, which is why I'm a go-getter.
I see.
And so that can be a bad thing if you're like, oh, I want to be drunk, so I can't keep myself from drinking. I want that reward, but I want this reward, so I just kind of impulse do it. And I've taken this addiction kind of and made it into a strength in my waking life.
It's tight.
On top of that, I have very high anxiety. So I use my anxiety to look 3 months ahead of this impulsive decision and run through every bad thing that could happen very quickly. And then I decide, all right, let's do it.
See, that's the thing we have in common. High anxiety that makes you look through every possible pitfall that so that you could achieve your goal.
It goes through very quickly because you're like, I can run through everything that can happen in 3 months that's possibly bad in like 2 minutes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's so tight, true. Man.
Yeah.
That's why I wish I fucking had this podcast sooner, because I didn't even realize that I was a high anxiety person. And like, I didn't realize that I needed to look at things ahead before I fucking panic and do the stupidest shit ever. Yeah.
Well, how do you get things done? Like, if you got a goal that you know needs to get done, like,
so if your goal is like relationships, friendships, and family, like what would be like some of your monthly goals?
So I would
survive Taika.
Oh yeah, I don't even know. I'm learning how to do that. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing there.
A tycoon.
But usually
Taika the tycoon.
No, like, so for me, like, it takes, I'm like an extreme learner. It takes me falling flat on my face and fucking up really hard sometimes for me to be like, oh shit, like, this is where I fucked up, and like having to stare at that and really pay attention to that and like try to understand how I fucked up, and then going, okay, I don't like this about myself. What can I do to learn from this and not repeat the same fucking mistake?
That's great.
So yeah, like recently, like, I just did this huge fucking mess in my life, and through that I was like, fuck, this is a lesson I need to learn from that. So I'm gonna go to therapy and see why this happened. I'm gonna go and sign up for seminars just to hear other schools of thought. So
that's
so
really, it's like, mature too, because a lot of people would be like,
I'm having a bad day.
Yeah, and like, it was their fault, like, or whoever, or whatever happened. Like, it was fucking not me. But to like look inside yourself and be like, where can I take responsibility, or what can I do better to evolve so that I cannot put myself in this position again?
Yeah, I mean, I try not to, like, I guess I don't see a point in blaming others, because it's like, I have to live in my own head. Like, I have to live with whatever decision. So it's like, how do I not feel this way, or how do I not make other people feel bad or whatever? So just kind of owning that and being like, okay, I can only work on myself, and just kind of fixing that.
So it's like, if something bad happens, like, you recognize it and you're like, okay, let me fix this and let me turn it into a lesson.
Absolutely.
To like change myself and evolve and stuff. That's what
I can't tell you how many people right now, even in my own life, online, I see this a lot with the victim mentality of like, well, some people never have bad things happen to them, and I just have bad things happen to me. And like, some people are the havers, and some people are the have nots, and I'm a have not, and that's why everything bad happens to me. It's not my fault. Nothing's my fault. I'm a victim.
Oh,
yeah.
I hate that.
And like, it sucks. Yeah, because like, no, bad things happen to fucking literally everyone.
Yeah.
And you can't like justify your pain being greater than someone else's pain, because you don't know other people's pain.
Right,
I
absolutely
hate when people say that, like, oh, well, you shouldn't be crying because other people have it as worse.
That's
like,
fucked up.
Because that's like saying, well, you shouldn't be happy because someone else out there has just won $1 billion, so they're happy.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't tell them.
People regulating other people's emotions needs to be canceled this year.
I had to deal with someone recently like that was like, I was calling them out because it was a family member, and I was calling them out like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? You know, like, because they were like stealing money and shit.
Oh no.
Shit. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you have a loving family. And then they just go, okay, yeah, you know what? You're right. I'm a bad person. I'm terrible. And like, I don't deserve any of these things, because he was trying to like, do that.
Victimize.
Yeah. So I got in his face. I was like, quit being a little fucking bitch and victimizing yourself. Get the fuck up and be better. I'm not going to fall for this bullshit.
Yeah.
You know?
Man up or woman up.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm a big advocate of like therapy. Like, I started doing it like
I think
a year
everyone
or two
should go to therapy.
Dude.
It's if you're going to upkeep like your physical, like, you know, you go to checkups and stuff, you should have mental checkups too.
Yeah.
It should be totally fucking normal, and there should be no stigma about it. So it's good.
I genuinely believe that emotional wounds are no different than physical wounds. Yeah. Like,
I think they're greater.
Yeah.
I think they're greater,
and
dude.
And it always, it's different. Like, honestly, like, it sounds crazy, but like, if I were to like break my arm, but sprain my ankle or go through a major depression for a month, that major depression hurts more.
Way more.
It really, really hurts more. And I'm like, yo,
and
where's
it stars that people can't see?
Yeah.
And you might even be hurting other people around you.
Yeah.
At least with your sprained ankle, it's just you and you contain it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you work through that. But with your sprained ankle, you go to the doctor. Yeah. So for a mental, you know, a mental upset or hiccup or just major depression going through, go to therapy. I feel like everyone should. If there's like just any emotional or mental scarring. In fact, I think it might even be dope to kickstart the new year with therapy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like everyone out there needs to, if you haven't already, you need to go see a therapist.
Dude, take
get to know yourself.
Even if you don't think there's anything wrong with you.
Right.
Like,
everyone
just go.
Has something wrong
with
you.
Yeah. Take.
And
take,
that's okay.
Take maybe like, I would even do this for myself, January, February to really talk it out with somebody, maybe do like 6 weeks and kickstart your year fresh, clean, feeling emotionally stable.
And even just to understand how you work, like how Gio was saying she didn't know she was a high anxiety person.
I had no clue.
Like just getting to know like, oh, I'm a person that likes things to be this way or like that functions the best with everything being not pressure and less stressful, yeah. Knowing that I'll get there or like I'll trust in like my abilities to accomplish this.
Yeah. Like imagine starting your year off with in the span of like a month and some change, like because therapy is about 45 minutes to an hour with 6 hours of self-work. You know, we're talking through it with somebody, clearing out your space, like, you know, clearing out your mental space from all of 2019, because 2019 was, what the fuck just happened, y'all?
2019 was a clusterfuck.
I feel like we say that like all the time.
Every year.
Like, I feel like we say that every year. But
I feel like it's like every 3 years for me.
Yeah, I think I feel like every
yeah,
year.
Yeah, me too,
so.
Dude.
Right?
Yeah.
Like 2016 was a fucking clusterfuck.
I hated 2016.
Me too.
Yeah.
I hated
it. And my 2017 was pretty chill.
Yeah.
I don't
remember.
2017 was great. Yeah. 18, other than like, you know, y'all remember these things? Everything's just jammed up all together.
I imagine your brain is a desk and it's like, we open our drawers, it's like, oh, here's a file of 2017.
Oh, no.
And then you open your drawer, it's just like, like a fucking chaos.
Litter
box
is going to be good for you, 2020. Balance is going to be good.
How was your 2016? She was like, it was a pretty good nap. It was
yeah. Pretty really sure I graduated nap. High school then.
Yeah.
You know, and then I went to prom and I got my first job at the same exact year. Like, you know, I don't know how you guys keep track of this shit, man.
There's like honestly a timeline in my head, but I know that's a weird thing that not everybody has. Like, I have like exact months and dates.
Whoa.
I remember like what people were wearing when I first met them.
Dude, you're like a savant.
You
it's
are,
weird.
Dude.
What's a savant?
It's, I don't know what it's useful for.
A savant is someone, well, it's usually
in an
someone,
argument.
True, but then it's me against them, and then it's like, who's right?
No one wins.
Yeah,
okay.
No one wins unless there's a video of it.
Good.
Which has only happened like twice.
Hey,
and I'm like,
and you remember?
See, I quoted the exact conversation that happened.
But wait, a savant is someone who's like, they might be mentally
on the spectrum.
On the spectrum, but they have a part of them that's extremely high functioning. Like you could be autistic, but they have a super photographic memory. Mm-hmm. So they'll like there's this one guy who flew over a city in a helicopter once and then he went home and drew the whole entire city.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Like
that's crazy.
So that's what a savant is. Yeah. Or they're like extremely intelligent,
or like
Rain Man stuff.
They try a piano for the first time and they can play like classical pieces.
Isn't that crazy that your brain is capable of that shit? And
so
I can't do
insane.
I can't even remember what I did yesterday.
My own finger to myself the other day.
You glued your own finger to yourself.
2020, y'all, starting off strong.
That was 2019.
Yeah, that was 2019. 2020 is different. We're not going to glue myself to myself ever again.
I will never glue myself to myself again.
That's my resolution.
Writing it down.
I'm a baby.
Oh, made it through almost January.
Days without glue accident. Zero.
Dude, so I know that you guys know that we're filming this a little bit early, but when this comes out, it'll be like end of December. What are you guys going to do after Christmas?
It'll be January.
To kind of, well, oh yeah. Well,
very early January.
Okay. All
right. Tell us in the comments what date it is.
Let us know.
What days is out, you guys?
I'll
comment accordingly.
Or what's your point? What's your point?
Yeah, what's your get yeah, to
my
it.
My point is, well, I'm going to ask you guys, like, what are you guys going to do to decompress between Christmas and the New Year? There's about 5 or 6 days there. And
what
I feel
is
like
this decompression? What?
It's like, weird because, like, the day after Christmas and before New Year's, those days are fucking weird.
Yeah, like, they're so weird. Like, they don't even exist.
Don't even know. Do we even exist during that time?
Right?
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
That's
too
the
deep.
One part of my timeline that's missing. Like, every year, it's like, I don't know what happened that week.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, missing. Dude.
Am I still having meat sweats from dinner? Like, am I
fucking hate.
Right? Like, am I still poor
meat
from presents?
Sweats? Jesus, Gina.
And then you expect me to pull myself together for New Year's and look great at a party and have a New Year's kiss when I was just sweating out all the grease yesterday?
Oh, like, fuck it.
I don't understand what I do between those
those days. Yeah. I do, however, this year have a long spa day planned out.
I was going to say, you maybe decompress. Take a bath from those meat sweats.
Yeah, right. Oh, just bathing just in my
bathe
sweats.
It out.
Oh, God. There's like the spa that I go to. It's like, you get a whole room to yourself. You get a massage, and they soak your feet. What? And you massage that, and then you get to take a bath, and then they serve you sugarfish sushi.
Where is this? Give me it.
Give us.
Pay me to do this advertisement. Yeah. Yeah. Spa.
Yeah. Tell us. Whisper.
It's a Japanese spa.
Okay, nice.
I want to go because I've literally been trying to look for a place that lets you take a bath after that, where you just soak. Because my bathtub doesn't work. Yeah. That's one of my goals this year. Get a working bathtub.
Yeah. There's a few places I know. I can send you some. I'm like a spa connoisseur. Yeah.
You are, dude. You're fucking really bougie. I love it.
You see my dumbass on Instagram. Just like, spa day.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I want to see a facial person because of you. Because every other day she's like, and I'm getting this long facial day. She always like videos the whole thing on her stories. I just watch all your pores and now it's going on. And the esthetician's like, now you're doing blah, blah, blah. I don't even know what she says. And Gina's like, oh, I guess we're doing blah, blah, blah. Like, I just watch. I watched Gina's get massaged, face get massaged more than I've ever seen anything else in my life.
Oh my god! Oh, that should be another goal, like just to make my Instagram just hella bougie.
Yeah. Wait. I don't understand.
What's different?
Yeah. Oh no, this is like bougie with a side of grease.
Oh, okay. You like out the grease this year?
Yeah. This time it's gonna be bougie with the side of like cucumber water.
It's like instead of spas in Koreatown, it's like spas in Bora Bora.
Yeah, wherever. Ooh. Exactly. We're gonna do that.
Mm. Oh shit.
Right. So, Bose, to answer your question, I'm actually, because the goal is family and all that, I'm gonna go to I'm gonna take a trip with my little sister.
To where? Tijuana?
We may never come back. No, we're actually gonna do like a Big Bear trip. Just keep it local.
Oh my god!
How did I fucking miss that?
Why did you guys never name this Big Bear trip before?
That's cute. I don't know, dude. I haven't been in the fucking right mindset. But yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Huh? You guys are just gonna be locked up in a cabin together?
Yeah,
just
we are.
Oh my god. Cute.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah, for sure.
Can you, like, when it's fresh snow, like thick fresh snow, can you just fucking grab Tyke and just
throw him in there?
Disappears in the snow for a second. Okay.
In his big old coat?
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Can he wear a coat?
A starfish? Yeah. Okay. He can't even move?
All right, I got you.
You can please do that because you know they do that to puppies, and I just want to do that to your kids. I would body slam that motherfucker into the snow.
Okay, I don't know if there'll be snow. Yeah, but I'll try to do that.
Okay, so ending thoughts on New Year's resolutions.
Don't get pregnant, except if you're Nikki.
Unless you're Gio. I almost said unless you're her.
Unless you're this over here, yeah.
Unless you're on the ends of the tables.
Oh, right.
Then you can get pregnant.
Yeah, don't have a baby.
The end pieces of the sliced bread want to have babies. They want to have the man butter smeared on their slices of bread. Hmm?
Yeah. All right. Give me your fucking man jam.
2020. Achieve your dreams. Do it big or go home.
Take it nice and slow and don't freak out if you don't get it.
Yeah. Have an idea of what you want and then have baby steps and then trust yourself.
Baba
and
steps.
Then celebrate it. Celebrate when you achieve that.
Yeah.
Take your baba steps.
Take your baba steps.
All right. And also, shout out to our sponsors, Buffy. You can check out their latest product, The Breeze. It is a comforter made entirely from 100% eucalyptus fiber to regulate temperature and keep you cool and comfortable all night long for $20 off your Buffy comforter. Visit buffy.co and enter BTCH. And also check out the Calm app. You can go to calm.com/BTCH.
I feel like we should have thought this through.
Get 25% off.
Calm.
We should think life.
True.
Calm. Calm. Do you pronounce that hell?
Calm.
Leave us a comment. Let us know.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Happy 2020. Happy 2020. It's a whole ass new decade. Woo!